This is CliffCentral.com. Property, I'm trying to invest. Money in by the neighborhood, that's how you rent it. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo.
It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. Buy back the hood. I'm about to buy back the hood. Buy back the hood. Woo!
Morning, everybody. How are you this morning? It's nice to have you with us. You are on Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala, only on Cliff Central. We are live every single Wednesday between 10 and 11. You can listen to previous podcasts. All you've got to do is go to cliffcentral.com and go to my show, Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala, and you will find us there. You can also follow our Facebook page, it's Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala again, where you can post comments, see previous guests we've had, and chat to us. As I had said to you last week, that I was meant to have Riley Mampiwule here, but since we're rounding off Women's Month, Riley and I thought actually we need to give women one last chance alone, and I'm so excited to have this lady with me. She's very, I wish these podcasts had cameras so you could see how gorgeous she's looking. I have the regional sales manager from SA Home Loans, Ms. Yashina Maharaj. Morning, how are you, Yashina?
Hi, Lerato. Thank you for that lovely compliment.
Well, happy Women's Month to you.
Absolutely. Thank you. To you too.
How has it been?
It's been fabulous. Mm. Women's Month is one of those months that we, as a company, also try to do as much as we can,
yes,
to highlight women, to actually bring about awareness and get involved in lots of different community activities. Mm. One of them that's very close to my heart is called the Jess Ford Rape Victim Foundation. So all my consultants and agents and participating business partners get together. We collect handbags and we fill them up with all of the necessary stuff that the Jess Ford tells us to get. Maybe little tissues, lipstick, a little note, a chocolate. And we have this done for the whole month of August, and then we hand over to them or to SAPS, depending on who requires it, just to help with rape victims.
And I would imagine that as an organization, SA Home Loans is clearly committed to giving back and helping as many women as possible in our society.
Absolutely, Lerato, absolutely.
Yeah. And so I'm very excited to have you here. We are talking the ups and downs of real estate this morning, and it is, for me, I mean, we were having a chat quite earlier before we came on about what SA Home Loans does. And so we have it for the entire hour. It's just you and I, two
Yay.
Ladies, chatting to each other. As I said, remember, you can find us on cliffcentral.com. You will be able to get this podcast if you're on Apple iTunes. You'll get it tomorrow. But if you are live right now, you can listen to it right now. Whether you are in Lagos, Nigeria, or New York City, you can listen to us wherever you are and in your own time. So, Yashina, I wanted us to get straight into it. Okay. So, I think most people, myself included, and I mentioned this to you, are confused. There's a lot, I think. Property in general, real estate in general, is a very confusing thing to people if you don't know about it. And so part of the intention for these podcasts is to educate people, because as you know things like hashtag bring back our land is, you know, are trending on social media.
Yes.
So people do want to participate in real estate, but usually when you hear that you're signing 25 years of your life, you are incredibly sort of daunted by everything. And what I want to do is make people realize they can participate, and they can also understand it's not as confusing as people think it is. So I wanted just to start with somebody who's sitting right now listening to this. What does SA Home Loans actually do?
Okay. And that's a brilliant question, Lerato, because even though we've been around now since 1999.
I know.
You know, people see our billboards, they see the ad, they're familiar with us as a company, but they have very little knowledge of what exactly we do. Mm. And they often assume we're either a bond originator or we're a middleman.
Myself included. I kind of thought that, yes, as well.
Okay. So we make an effort to kind of go around and hold presentations and educate not just the consumer, but also the agents and also the business partners that work with us. Mm. So let me put you in the picture. Lerato, obviously, just before SA Home Loans came on board, we had our big four banks that had the monopoly regarding home loans,
yes,
and providing home loans.
Yes.
And as a result, they could dictate the interest rate as well. Mm. So to the man on the street, you had no other option but to opt for one of the big four banks. Mm. It was sad because if you couldn't afford those interest rates, you obviously couldn't afford property. Mm. And as a result, SA Home Loans was born. We came about with a different approach to home loan financing. We wanted to be the specialist in the field, and that's what we are. So to answer your question, SA Home Loans is not an originator. Mm-hmm. So we do not gather applications and then present them to the bank, mm-hmm, which is what an originator does. They are your middleman. They generally have agreements with the banks, signed agreements, which allows them a commission in return for the business. So I think one needs to also look at the big picture that it might not be in your best interest, the offer that's placed in front of you, but because there's money changing hands in terms of commission, it might be in the best interest of your originator to get you to that bank. So a consumer has to shop around. They need to understand who has designed the best product for their lifestyle at that point in time. So SA Home Loans specializes in home loans. We want to cater to the need of our client. We want to be able to sit with the client, which is something we big about. Service is a huge part of what we do. We actually have a system within the company called Amazing Service.
Okay.
And it's runs through every single department and every part of SA Home Loans. So we big on it. We've won Best Home Loan Provider.
In 2003, I saw that.
Actually, from 2003, Lerato.
Wow.
Uncontested up
really?
Until now. Yes.
Wow.
So that's a very big feather in our cap.
Yes.
And it obviously tells us that our guys are living the amazing service ethos that we're trying to bring out. So the idea is to basically sit down with the client and hold their hand through the process. But at the same time, as you mentioned earlier, people are scared and nervous to commit to a bond because it's probably one of your biggest decisions that you're going to make and one of the biggest financial decisions
commitment,
that you make.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you want to understand, how is it going to work? What's going to happen? And you want a step-by-step process. Mm. I sometimes think other institutes are too big and they tend to also go after your blue chip client, your higher end market. And from our chair, I think it's your middle to average to slightly upper income earners that need more help.
Yes.
And they need their hand held and walked through the process. And that's what SA Home Loans is all about.
So, I mean, we're going to go back to the bond originators because I do think a lot of people don't understand the
Absolutely.
Difference. Okay. Especially because one of the things I heard last week, we had a bond originator here last week.
Yes.
And they were sort of talking about how the service is for free. And okay. I'm listening to you talking about commission.
Yes.
And I'm like,
okay. So what happens is, Lerato, to the client, they are not charging the client
yes.
anything to shop around for a home loan. But the bank that provides that home loan to the originator is the one that will be paying them.
Mm.
And that's how it works. And at the end of the day, they do have agreements with several banks. There are also agents that actually have shares in some of the origination companies.
I did not know
so
that.
So as a result, obviously, they will punt those origination
yes.
companies.
Right.
So like I say, it might not necessarily be the best product for the client. But at the end of the day, because there's money changing hands and commissions involved, they're going to go that route.
Yeah, you see, that's like, as I said, that is something I actually had no clue about. So let's start with how it works. Here I am. Okay. I am Lerato. I want to get an apartment, which I do. Yeah. And I approach SA Home Loans. And throughout the show, I will be giving you SA Home Loans' details so you can get in touch with them. How does it work? Here I am. I come to you. What is the process? Do I get charged? How does it work?
Okay. So firstly, Lerato, you get to deal with the fantastic SA Home Loans consultant, like me.
Okay.
All right. The main thing, or the first thing we tried to establish, is what is the individual's income level? Or are they salaried? Do they run their own business? Is there a household income of more than one person? So if it's a couple, if there's a mother-child relationship, whatever it might be. So we're trying to establish how many people are going to be contributing to this home loan. Where do they derive their income from?
Okay.
So we find that a lot of times people will tell you, yes, I'm salaried and I work for Joe Soap Incorporated. I am the director.
Yeah.
Okay. So that they're not wrong, obviously, but for our terminology, they're actually self-employed.
Yes.
So if you don't have a consultant sitting with the person, understanding exactly what you do, okay, Mr. Client, say you're a director, what percentage of the company do you own? Oh, I own 100%. Okay.
You're self-employed.
So you're self-employed. Yeah. All right. So we have to establish that. And then it goes a step further with the self-employed. There's a whole list of documents that will be required. We need to prove income by way of financials, balance sheets, an accountant's letter, business bank statements. So basically all of the paperwork that will show us exactly how the income is generated, it's a sustainable business, and that it has been running for at least 2 years or 2 years plus and has been running profitably. Once we've established that, we go to step two of where we try to find out what are the expenses incurred by the individual and in his personal capacity, what is he drawing from the business to cover these expenses. Once we've established that, we can then let the applicant know, number one, this is what you're going to basically qualify for in terms of what's available in terms of your income and your affordability. We run a credit check on the individual and on the business to understand that the business is clear of judgments, the individual is clear of judgments and defaults, and we use a process or we use a system of TransUnion ITC, which also gives us a score. This score basically determines exactly what percentage loan can be offered or what benchmark. It benchmarks the client. So the score is based on, I'm now moving through to several things here, so you can ask me questions if you want. So TransUnion ITC has designed a score specifically for SA Home Loans based on our needs. But what the score determines, or how the score is derived, the applicant's credit behavior.
So that
is how the score is built or dropped.
So do I have a credit card? Do I have store cards? Do I pay them every month? That sort of thing.
So it's the trend. So you can have financial debt. You can have a credit card. You can have vehicle finance. You can have clothing accounts. But how are you servicing them? Are you servicing them on time? Are you paying the amount that's required? Are you letting it lag? Your payment's due on the 28th and you're only paying by the 2nd or 3rd of the month. So it falls behind. It shows us an overdue amount. And obviously that shows irresponsibility to your debt.
Okay.
It impacts the score. If you're skipping payments, it also impacts the score. If you haven't paid for a period of time, that particular company is going to take default against you, which is also going to reflect on the score and impact it. So any negative behavior on a TransUnion report is obviously going to impact your chances negatively. So, you know, on that note, while we're talking about it, and maybe a good point to make to consumers is always maintain a good record. That's vitally important. You know, pay your accounts no matter how small they are, because often people think, ugh, it's just an Edgar's account or a Truett's account. I can pay it late. But they don't realize that it impacts your track record and it does impact your score.
And also, if you, one of the things I want to discourage people from doing is, now that you want a home loan, now you're suddenly paying it. And remember, you can't just do it for 2 months and hope
that's
that those 2 months are going to nullify
that's it.
You know, your defaults for the rest of the year.
That is it. And what they don't realize is, 9 out of 10 times, a credit analyst that is actually assessing this home loan would think, or his thought process is, if you cannot pay a 200 Rand account per month, how are you going to commit to a 7,000 or 8,000 Rand bond
exactly,
payment?
Exactly, exactly.
You see, and a consumer thinks differently. Ah, it's just 200.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm just going to pay it next week. So the track record is vitally important. Service your debt on time. Another big thing that we see with TransUnion is, and it's happening more and more now, and I think it's obviously a testament to the time we're in, is there's various little companies that offer a payday loan. Okay, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
No.
Lerato. Okay, so I'm not going to go into names of these companies, but there's quite a few. And what they do is they offer the consumer basically relief to payday. So if you're around the 22nd, and you need 2,500 or 3,000 to carry you up until the end of the month, they will make this loan available for you. What happens is it registers on a TransUnion report. So if you are using it every month or every second month, you are using this payday loan, it registers on the TransUnion report. Once again, impacting you negatively, because if you are applying for a home loan and us as the home loan provider look at this and go, okay, you want to buy a house that's going to cost you 7,500 per month.
But every single month,
you are borrowing
2,500.
So obviously, you cannot make ends meet. Mm. And now you are borrowing to carry you to payday. Where is the disposable income
exactly.
to pay the new home loan?
Exactly. And I think a lot of people, I mean, I said this last week, that a lot of people, you know, you get promoted. And then suddenly you want to get the car, the house, the this, the that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a house is exactly like a car. You need to at least have been paying for 3 months
Absolutely.
And feel settled before you get into another.
Correct.
And
that's the whole point. I think when NCA came into place, the National Credit
yes.
Act, that was exactly what they were trying to control,
yeah.
was that the spending behavior had become so frivolous
yeah.
that people were not even aware of how little disposable income they had or actually were living in a deficit most of the time because it was so easy to do it.
And a lot of people, I think, and I've mentioned this on the show as well, that a lot of people then sort of criticized the National Credit Act, but what it was trying to do is have people have less and less people
curb
with
the spending.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I think it was a good thing because it drove the behavior through financial institutes as well.
Mm.
What was happening prior to the NCA coming into place was you had credit cards and credit lines and facilities being made available to anyone, irrespective of what your income level was and what you were netting.
Mm.
So you were actually putting the consumer into a bigger hole.
Yeah. And ultimately, nobody wins there. The banks don't
absolutely.
Win because they have to repossess the houses.
Correct.
You don't win because
Correct.
You don't have a home. So it has a longer trickle down
domino
effect.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So I think it was a brilliant thing that it's come into play.
Mm.
So us as a financial institute, in order for us to assist a homeowner or potential homeowner, we've got to do an affordability assessment.
Yeah.
So I chatted to you a little bit about a self-employed individual. So if you're salaried, it would be the same process. We would call for your latest 3 months payslips, your latest 3 months bank statements. And on these bank statements, we want to look at your spending. We want to understand what is your committed expenses per month? What debit orders are running every month? What are you spending in general on your household in terms of groceries, in terms of petrol?
Mm.
Because all of this add up to your expenses.
It does count. It definitely
Absolutely.
Does count. So
Absolutely.
I have two questions for
yes.
you. I have a question that is related to what SA Home Loans does, and then I have a sort of a separate question around me as a consumer.
Yes.
So you have explained to me what you do. Am I paying for the service? How does SA Home Loans, in a way, I mean, I don't know whether this is the right word to use, but how do you make your money out of helping me as a consumer?
Okay. So, Lerato, we obviously have fees associated in the home loan process with registering a bond, which would be our attorney fees.
Okay.
And we have an admin fee associated with the valuation. And basically built into that fee would be our running admin costs of assisting you as a client.
Yeah.
But having said that, that is across the board with all financial institutes that they have an admin fee. That overrides. It's called an initiation fee, and that basically covers all of the admin costs and processing costs of the home loan.
Okay. And And so an initiation fee would be something that I would pay at the end of the process once
yes.
I have...
I'm coming. I was actually just going to say that
right.
now. I think it's imperative to note that this fee is not required upfront from the client.
Yeah.
It is built into the costs of the home loan process. And should the applicant not be
successful,
we do not charge that fee.
Okay.
Okay. So okay. we will run through the whole process. And even if an applicant gets approved and gets to registration stage, and at that point a sale falls through, they lose the property, or some... thing has happened to actually stop the process, there are no fees charged even at that point.
Okay. And would these fees be as part of the bond
okay.
settlement, or
so,
how
so
would
what
it work?
Happens? What happens is you could be doing two or three different types of loans. You could be doing a home loan switch. You could be moving from your current financial institute over to SA Home Loans. And just on that note, you might want to ask me, why would you be doing that again?
I do want to ask you
okay.
that.
So let's come back to that. Let me finish this question of yours.
Okay.
So if you are moving, that would be a switch loan.
Okay.
In that case, we build in all of the costs, and if there's a cash out that you might be requesting, to consolidate debt or maybe to do some renovations, we will build all of that into the home loan based on the value of your property, so there's no cash outlay from your side. Okay?
Okay. I have so many questions, so keep going.
Okay, so keep writing your
yes.
questions. Okay, then you could be refinancing an existing bond-free property,
okay.
which means you've bought a property, you've either paid off the home loan or you've bought it cash, and now you want to raise funds against the property
mm-hmm.
in order to either buy a new vehicle, buy a second property, or whatever it might be that you're looking for cash. Again, we will build in the costs into that and register that over the new property. The third one would be the most common one, and that's your new purchases. Okay, when you're buying a house, a new home, this you need to pay the costs and your transfer costs and your transfer duty on your own.
Okay.
And on that note, while I'm on the topic, we have products designed to assist the consumer with that, because we find very often people are buying homes, but they're not familiar with the costs associated
the
with it.
The first time I heard about transfer costs and how, I mean,
yes.
so this was like a decade ago
yes.
when I first bought my first property.
Yes.
And when I heard how much it was,
you know,
I was
scary.
Like, OMG.
Really,
so by the time, when the second one came, I actually paid cash for it. I didn't include it
yes,
it, as part of my home loan. Because I was just like, no. Because some can go up to 100K or above.
Lerata, it's actually quite scary because, you know, often you would sit with the client and they're all excited about this property. They've signed the offer. But nowhere along the line has anyone said to them, listen, Mr. Client, are you aware that you've got transfer costs, transfer
yes.
duty and registration costs? They're unaware of it because mm. when an agent talks to them about costs, it's a loose term.
Mm.
And they talk deposit and costs.
Mm.
They only discuss the registration costs. To the man on the street, registration costs are like 5,000-6,000 rand, and
yeah.
that's all I have to pay.
Yeah, you're not
they
thinking 80K.
Exactly, of all the rest of the costs.
Yes.
So as a result, and another thing I want to mention is, you know, we don't have a footnote that says a fresh approach to home financing for no reason.
Mm.
So whenever we pick up that there are gaps in the market or a consumer is actually requiring a little bit more assistance, SA Home Loans designs a product to actually fulfill this need.
Mm.
So we have an amazing product called Transfer Assist, which is available to assist clients with transfer costs for that very reason. Because they've now found their dream home, they're all excited to go ahead and purchase it, and they fall short on the costs.
Mm.
And the brilliant thing about this product is we don't only hold it for our clients. If you're a bank client and you also have an issue with transfer costs, you're eligible to make use of our product as well.
I think that is brilliant. I have a whole lot of questions. If you're wondering who I'm speaking to, I'm speaking to Ms. Yashina Maharaj, who is the regional sales manager. You look after Pretoria and
Polokwane.
And Polokwane.
Yes.
For SA Home Loans. If you want to get a hold of, and I'll give these out throughout the show until we're done, but the regional number is 012, so that is the Pretoria area code, 452-2806, or you can call the Countrywide Contact Center, which services everybody around the country. It is 0860 246 1 excuse me 810, so that's 0860 246 810. Sorry, I was actually couldn't read my own handwriting. That number, that local number, is 0124522800. I have one of those horrible handwritings, Zishina, that makes it look like it's something.
So you're actually
else,
supposed to be a doctor, Loretta.
I always say that to people. Like I said, you're listening to Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala, which is sponsored by Rally Properties. You can go to rally-mambewule.co.za for more information. And also you can catch us on cliffcentral.com. So, loads of questions.
Yes.
Okay. So, I want to start with one of the first things you mentioned. You are the first person since we've been a month running these
yes
podcasts, and I keep asking, and people keep dodging this, and it's the first place you went to which made me think, oh my gosh, yeah, Sheena's in my brain.
Yes.
Am I disadvantaged if I am self-employed when it comes to a home loan? And I'll ask you why. Obviously, if you have an employer and you have the payslips and it's a steady income that comes in all the time, I would imagine that you look much sexier to a financial, yes, institution to finance you.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of people, you know, as you say, they'll say, I'm a director of so-and-so. Yes. And unless, obviously, your billions is, I mean, your business is making millions, yes, and it's been running for 5 years. For most people, most entrepreneurs are fledgling entrepreneurs. Yes. It's all like, you know, like this month is good or 6 months is good, and then it's not. Am I at a disadvantage if I am one, contracted, or two, self-employed when it comes to being financed?
You know, Lerato, that's a good question. And I must tell you, off the cuff, SA Home Loans has had huge success with self-employed people. In fact, agents and originators send their self-employeds to us because we tend to get them through better than the banks do. And the simple reason for that is because we have credit analysts that sit down and work through the business.
Mm.
So, for example, you cannot put a doctor that is a surgeon running a practice on the same sort of playing field as a manufacturing company.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to look at it in its entity.
Exactly.
And I think that's therein lies our success, because our consultants are trained to actually read through the documents, go through the financials, understand what is it that this business is doing, and how solid is it. And based on that information, we would make a decision. I think the good thing is, if a business is running well and has all of the supporting documents in place, the chances of getting a home loan with us is very good.
Okay.
We won't do up to 100% for a self-employed, Lerato. We would go up, okay, to 85%. Okay. We would require a 15% deposit as a minimum requirement from them. But having said that, we have made various exceptions of where you've got businesses that are running as PTYs, have audited financials and have years of history. Those individuals, and based on the strength of those companies, we can do more than 85%.
Ah. You see, I think these are things that are interesting for most people.
Absolutely.
Because I have, as I say to you, I have asked over and over and have not gotten a clear answer.
Yes.
As to what, I didn't know that you require a 15% deposit if you're self-employed.
Absolutely.
And I obviously understand, because it's collateral, yes, almost for, yes, for you as well.
And we view you as a higher risk, yeah, obviously, because you just said earlier as well, you know, you've got a person earning a salary from a huge company that has history, there's just more security. You are the company, so we want something from you to just take a claim in this and go, okay, I'm going to put 15% deposit down and I need you to finance the rest.
Mm.
And based on the strength of your business, we're happy to do that.
So that is good to know. And you also then mentioned something else which I've also asked and have not gotten answers to.
Okay.
So this podcast is proving very good for me.
Brilliant, Lerato, brilliant.
Okay, so one of the things I've realized after having bought two properties, and I'm still learning, as you can,
yes,
tell, I'm still learning,
yes,
is when you buy somebody's house and they've done the granite tops and the, you know, they've spruced it up in whichever way, you're kind of be held to whatever their taste is. Like, you cannot, you know,
yes,
you cannot move away from this. So one of the things I've decided on is, okay, I would love to get what they call a fixer-upper.
Okay.
Okay. However, what happens when I would like the renovation cost to be included in my home loan? First of all, is that possible to say, I think it'll cost me a rough estimate, yes, of 100K? I mean, obviously, I'm putting this from my thumb.
Yes.
And would it be possible to work it within, or would you suggest, like, how is the best way to approach something
on,
like that?
On SA Home Loans' side, unfortunately, if we are financing a new purchase, mm-hmm, we will only finance what is on the purchase price.
Okay.
We do not do a cash outlay to fix up the home.
Okay.
However, if you are putting down a deposit or buying a bargain, okay, basically, so there's enough equity. So we financed you, for example, Lerato, 500,000, and we've come back and said, Lerato, you've bought yourself a really good property. It's worth $1 million.
Right.
Okay. So you've actually got equity of another 500,000 laying in this property. So on the onset, on the original home loan process, we will only finance the 500,000.
Okay.
But we will give you an option to register a higher facility.
Okay. Ah.
So we will say, Lerato, if you think in the future you might need another 300,000 or 400,000, let's register a home loan facility of 900,000 for you. 6 months to 8 months down the line, we can revisit the option of you drawing on the access facility. Mm. Obviously, based on the fact that your track record with us has been good.
Yes.
You have obviously, you earn enough to afford the facility you're,
yep,
looking for. So affordability will be assessed again.
Yep.
But this facility will be awarded to you at no additional cost.
I see. Okay. So that is very useful for somebody like me. Because then, you know, obviously if you don't default on your monthly repayments, yes, and you pay a little bit more on your bond, and we'll go into that a little bit later and why that's good for you,
yes,
as the,
yes,
homeowner. All of that eventually makes it good to be able,
absolutely,
to access that money. Then that's, I can, it, say, okay, it's been 3 months, and actually what I want to do is start with the bathroom.
That's,
and
correct,
you guys will say, okay, you, that's, can, it, access that money.
That's it. It's important, Lerato, as well, because if you look at the cost of funds in terms of using a credit card or taking a personal loan at a bank, it's going to cost you a hell of a lot more.
Yes.
Versus the rate,
yes,
that your home loan,
yes,
is going to be at. And it's stretched over 20 years. But it also puts you in the driving seat. Mm. So if you decide, I'm taking this 300,000, but I want to pay it over the next 2 years, you can obviously put in additional funds,
mm,
to counteract the interest and pay off capital.
Yes.
So that is, it's an excellent tool to have. And we tend to say to most of our clients, register a higher bond, because you never know when you might need that additional cash.
Yeah, and I mean, with a house, whether it is the geyser
or the other,
there's always something that happens with the house. Like, eventually, you know, like, I always feel bad for single women, and, you know, it is Women's Month. It can be so stressful, and it's good,
absolutely,
to know that you can have extra cash, because most people ordinarily don't have 10 grand plus
to spend
on something happening.
But I think it's not even, you got to take it a step further, Lerato. We're talking, yes, you could have emergencies at home, but what about if you've got a child going into high school, you need school fees?
Yes.
What about consolidating debt?
Yes.
You've overextended yourself. You actually need to consolidate those high interest bearing accounts,
mm,
and just pay your home loan.
Mm.
So it's a facility that can be used in so many different ways and can assist you to become financially better off,
exactly,
than where you are currently.
Exactly. So I also wanted to ask you about, so one of the things a bond originator will,
yes,
will dangle to you as a consumer is, well, we go to X amount of banks. We go to,
yes,
six banks. We find you the, you know, and I think everybody has a way of sexifying what they do.
Absolutely.
Myself included. Right?
Yes.
So they will tell you that
yes,
you, instead of going to one bank, and obviously you understand why you're at a disadvantage if you go to one bank, because they will give,
yes,
you the interest rate,
yes,
that they think they want to give you.
Suitable for you.
Yeah. You won't even know if that is the right one for you, or,
correct,
if you could get a better deal,
yes,
as it were.
Yes.
So how does it work with you? What's your, you,
okay,
know, with SA Home,
yes,
Loans?
I get what
you're,
you
what
saying.
I mean?
So Lerato, on the onset, I'm going to say we're obviously not best all the time in terms of what we're offering.
Of course.
Of course, right? But from my chair, I always say to a client, you got to look at the whole package. You are committing to sometimes a 20 up to 30 year term of a home loan.
Yes.
You've got to look at what is your home loan provider offering you over this period. So not just today.
Okay.
In other words, if Lerato, you are sitting at 28 years old, you're going to still have kids, you still got school to think about. As time goes, if rates start climbing, your income doesn't change accordingly to a higher lifestyle.
Of course.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So what product is your bank or your financial institute offering you to safeguard you against higher interest rates?
Mm.
So for example, we've got a brilliant product called CAP. It ring fences your interest rate for a period of 2 years. It puts a ceiling on the rate. So if rates climb, you will climb only up until the ceiling that you've placed. If rates drop, you drop as well.
Mm.
So you have the benefit of both worlds and the security of knowing that you've actually bought yourself insurance against higher interest rates.
Mm.
So coming back to what I've said, if you don't have these in place and you've just taken your home loan because it had the most attractive interest rate, 2 years down the line, if we're in a rising interest rate environment, what are you going to do?
Mm.
What is the product that they have designed? Or another good example would be, like I've explained to you, the higher bond registration. We don't charge you to access those facilities. You know, so we've built it in for you. It's available. It's a call to our contact center or our help desk, and to let them know, this is what I need. You have to furnish your payslip just for them to check your affordability at that point in time, and the money is made available for you.
Mm.
And if you're putting in additional funds into your home loans, that becomes rapid access, which is your money, and then we have that available to you within 48 hours. So there's a lot of aspects that you have to look at before you make that decision.
And I think for most people, you are kind of happy that you just got financed for your home loan.
That is it.
I don't think, to speak candidly, I don't think that people think, what are you offering me over this time that I will be...
Absolutely.
You know.
And I think there again comes the personalized approach. So our home loan consultant will sit with you as a client and go through all of that step by step. Mr. Client, this is what you need to consider if rates climb.
Mm.
Mr. Client, have you considered this? And I think that's imperative because, like you say, people are so quick to just make the decision because they just want to secure the home loan and move along.
Mm.
And they haven't thought through the process
of
what's going to happen or all the what ifs. It's horrible to paint a picture of doom and gloom, but we're in a real world, that's what happens.
Yeah, and I think more than doom and gloom, it's also about having a reality check.
Absolutely.
When you're getting a house, it's a very sort of euphoric, emotional experience. You attach to, this is my first home, it's your first home. Or, this is my first home with my husband and I have a family house. So it becomes a very emotional experience.
Absolutely.
And you know what happens when emotions are attached. You kind of run away with yourself. And I think there is something when you have all the information around you, when you know absolutely everything you need to know, it equips you.
Absolutely. And you're going to make an informed, rational decision.
Yep.
And, you know, chances are you're going to be very happy with that decision because you've actually ticked all the boxes.
Mm.
Versus just signing up and then going, oh, damn it, I didn't think of this. Or they didn't tell me this. Or there's all these exclusions that now come into play and I was unaware of it.
Yeah, the T's and C's, small fine print. You are tuned into cliffcentral.com. This is Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala. We are on every Wednesday from 10 until 11. This podcast is brought to you by Raleigh Properties. Go to raleigh-mampewule.co.za to find out more information. And if you want to get in touch with SA Home Loans, please, you can go to sahomeloans.com. on the World Wide Web. or you can get in touch with the Countrywide Contact Center on 0860-246-810 or contact their local office. If you're in the Gauteng area, it's 012-452-2800. And I'm sitting here with Regional Sales Manager for SA Home Loans, the very incredibly gorgeous, and you will see pictures of her on our Facebook page later this afternoon.
I think I'm going to come here more often, Lerato.
Am I good for your ego?
You're very good.
We are still talking about the ups and downs of home loans. And as we said, this is not about doom and gloom or frightening you. This is about you getting all the information you need.
Equipping you.
Yeah,
actually.
Exactly.
Yes.
To move forward and get the home that you want. In terms of, so a lot of things around property depend on inflation, etc. Where are we this year in terms of just the trends in the market? We have heard that it's a buyer's market this year, and I don't know whether it's the first half or the second half, but I've heard that the second half or the first half is a buyer's market. Obviously, changes depending on where we are. But what have you as SA Home Loans observed?
I think Lerato, we have to accept that the downgrade has impacted the consumer in general.
Yes.
Okay? And not just that, it becomes sentiment. People become nervous. They're scared. They don't want to commit to any huge financial commitments because they're not sure what's going to happen. But having said that, I must say we're still quite busy in terms of financing homes and people buying. I'm not 100% sure. I think Raleigh would have been better at telling you.
Yes, and he will be around with us next
week. Absolutely.
Yes.
From an agent's chair of what's happening on that side.
Yeah.
But from the financial home loan side, we still seem to be quite busy. And we've still got lots of clients coming through our doors. But again, we have seen a dip, you know. People are nervous. They are scared to commit. And they are scared to actually take that step to buy property now. So I think it's going to take another few months before we see it stabilizing and things going back to the way they were.
Yeah. I mean, and this is something I keep telling people throughout. It is not just South Africa that is facing this tough economic time.
Yes.
You know, there are many mitigating circumstances to how property performs.
Yes.
It depends on who your president is. God
yes.
bless you, America.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You know, the inflation rates currently. So there are all kinds of reasons.
There's a lot of factors.
And as you say, it's affected most people.
But I think, you know, I just thought about something I read a few days ago. A director published quite a nice article in our local newsletter. And he spoke about resilience. And we went through the 2007-2008 financial crisis as South Africans as well.
Can I tell you something? I bought property at that time.
Oh, my word. Yeah. So
and it was
a tough, tough
horrifying
time.
Yes.
Horrifying. But again, Lerato, you've come through it.
Yes.
So that's the whole point. You know, as South Africans, we a tough bunch.
Yeah, we're resilient.
We're very resilient. Mm. And once again, I think going through this, we'll come through with shining colors because we've been through this before.
Mm.
It's not new to us. We went through a very, very rough crisis in 2007-2008, and I think those of us that have come through that are going to dust ourselves off in a few months and go, oh well, it's just another one of those.
Yeah, and I'm certainly in that category. Like I'm looking at, it's part of the intention behind this podcast.
Yes.
I want people to feel that yes, we're going through tough moments, and that includes everybody,
absolutely,
myself included.
Absolutely.
But that if you have, and this is the thing, if you have the right information, you approach every problem differently.
Correct.
If you're not equipped with the right information, if you don't have the knowledge,
yes,
it's easier to feel like you're drowning.
That's correct.
And during this time, people need more and more people to come on and say, it looks daunting, but,
yes,
it's,
but
not
it's not
as bad as you
absolutely
think it is.
Absolutely.
Which is very important.
Yes.
One of the trends that I saw that I've been seeing happen is a lot of people who want to buy outside or buy into the country. So we have, obviously, you can listen
yes
to us no matter where you
yes
are in the world.
Yes.
How do you work with people who are not South Africans or South Africans who want
okay
to buy elsewhere?
So what we do, we have a policy regarding non-South African citizens.
Mm-hmm.
If they are residing within South Africa and working in South Africa, we're willing to help them up to probably a 75 to an 80% loan, which
yes
is quite high. And I must say, higher than our competitors,
okay,
because we tend to have a lot of them coming through our doors. And then we would look at, obviously, where are they employed, what posts are they holding. They must obviously have work permits and credentials.
Mm.
And 9 out of 10 times, if they're holding high posts and have been with us, they hold banking accounts, they've already got accounts in the country, we're comfortable to lend.
Okay.
If they are outside of South Africa, living abroad and wanting to invest in the country, we would look at a maximum of 50%,
okay,
with the 50% deposit. Okay. If they are South African citizens living abroad, working abroad, and wanting to still invest in South Africa, we would again look at 80 to 90% loan with a 10 to 20% deposit, depending on what their interest is. So sometimes you might have a spouse working abroad, but the family still resides in South Africa. In that case, we would look at them with a higher, with lesser risk, because there's a vested interest.
Yes. Okay? Yeah, they still are part of the country. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if they're earning abroad and banking abroad and have very little interest within the country, then obviously our appetite for risk is also going to be lower than wanting to help them with a higher loan.
So other than a sort of fraud credit history, what else could stand against you being approved for a home loan? For instance, have you rejected somebody who says, I want to live in place X, and maybe place X has, because we live in South Africa, a lot of crime, or the property market has been declining. Do you say to that person, look, sorry, bro, no?
Okay. So we do have areas that we've kind of said we're not too comfortable to lend in Lerato for various reasons.
Mm.
There's areas where the property market has declined. There has been areas where several factors have impacted the growth of that area.
Mm.
And obviously, in cases like that, we have no appetite to lend.
Mm.
And we would say, sorry, this is an area that we're not comfortable to lend in.
Yeah.
It's not a lot. There are few of those. But having said that, we've also got different products. So I must just elaborate. We've got products that help in the affordable housing space.
Okay.
So obviously, often people would go, well, I want to buy there, but you might not lend because it's an area that's not elite, for example.
Yes, okay? Yes.
So in the affordable housing space, we have different criteria that would apply in those areas.
Mm.
So there might be a client that is earning more than required in the affordable housing space, and if he wants to buy there, he's not going to qualify. Okay. But if we've got a client that is definitely deemed an affordable housing client, he earns up to 22,000 rand or less, he will definitely be financed in that area.
Right.
And the criteria is slightly different to that of our traditional space. It's tailor-made to understand the client's needs in that space, which I think is imperative, because you cannot put everybody into the same basket.
Yeah, especially these days. I mean, I think
it's
hard to put everybody in one basket these days.
And just to elaborate on that, Lerato, I'm not sure if you know, but we've had a very exciting collaboration with government.
No.
We've basically had the PIC invest in us about 2 years ago now. That this journey has started with them and has been basically, I think, launched at the beginning of this year officially. So they've put in something like 10.3 billion into SA Home Loans.
Wow.
Yeah, which is very exciting. And they've asked us to design a product specifically for government employees, because they found that they were lacking in securing homes. And as a result, SA Home Loans has tailor-made a product for government, which is far cheaper than the normal traditional product. And government clients then obviously take their home loans through us at a preferential rate.
Ah, I see. Now, what has SA Home Loans, I mean, this is just before, we've got 10 minutes before we wrap up, but what has SA Home Loans done in terms of involving more women into the property market? I know that in real estate in general, I know that the percentage of people of color is even lower in terms of just interacting in the property market. But I would imagine that women are even a smaller percentage.
But I'm sitting here, Lerato.
So if I'm a woman and I want to be like you. I want to be involved in some way.
Okay, so let me actually just tell you, it's quite funny that majority of the staff at SA Home Loans are women.
Really?
Yes. And in the Gauteng region alone, we've got 5 regional managers in the different areas. And of the 5, 3 are women.
Really?
Yes, actually, Johannesburg South is run by Mandisa Constable. She is our regional manager there.
Yes.
Our Four Ways office is run by Lerima Wallace, and she's our regional manager there. And obviously, I'm the regional manager in Pretoria.
Yes.
And we've got 2 gents, Sashi Singh on the West Rand, and we've got Craig Gilchrist on the East Rand. So yeah, so Gauteng's dominated by women.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. I really am happy to hear that, because I think it is it is a space where women can thrive.
Absolutely. And let's face it, women multitask far better than men.
Yeah.
And work far better under pressure.
Yes.
So I think, and they're also so much more emotional. So that the understanding for a client's passion for their home and the want to actually secure that home loan, I think a woman is far better at doing that.
I happen to agree. Not because
okay, well,
I'm
we're
a
just
woman.
Better at everything.
You tuned into Living It Up with Lerato Shabala here on Cliff Central. We are on every Wednesday from 10 until 11. And that beautiful voice that you're hearing on the side is the one and only Yashina Maharaj from SA Home Loans. You can get a hold of SA Home Loans on their countrywide contact center number, which is 0860-246-810, or contact the local office in Pretoria, which Yashina is the regional sales manager for, 012-452-2800. For somebody who is interested in getting into real estate, particularly women listening to this podcast right now, and obviously, as I said to you, this podcast is brought to you by Raleigh Properties. You can go to Raleigh. First, I must spell it for you, because I know some people don't get it. It's RALI-MAMPEULE.co.za. For people who want to get involved in real estate or sort of chat to you or somebody like you, somebody who's listening thinking, I could get into this, what advice would you have for them?
Okay. So Lerato, I think we must be clear in that real estate and home loan financing are quite different.
Yeah.
Okay. So the one is analyzing the financial needs of a client. Mm. And if someone would be interested in doing that, they would need experience in that field.
Mm.
Either banking, home loan consultant, or an ex-estate agent as well, because they're usually quite familiar with the process.
Mm.
And they can get a hold of any one of our branches to check if there's vacancies for a home loan consultant.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm so happy that you came and chatted to us today. I think it's been incredibly valuable for somebody like me.
Absolutely.
As well, to learn how it works, and also to know that you're not a bond originator. I didn't
Absolutely.
Even know that you're not
Thank
a
you.
Bond originator.
Yes, we tend to say that all the time.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yes. I can imagine. I just want to say to you, Yashina, happy Women's Month as we wrap
Thank
up.
Thank you very much.
Will you continue doing what you're doing? I
Thank
think
you.
The what you do is helpful for so many, many other people.
Absolutely.
And I think we will be in touch. We were actually talking about working together to kind of help
Definitely.
Equip people and Definitely. Spread the message, so more and more people can have land in this beautiful space that we call
That's
South
it.
Africa that is
That's
our own. So like I said, you can if you are on Apple iTunes, within 24 hours that this podcast will be available, or you can go now to cliffcentral.com and listen after your meeting with your boss.
because you want to join SA Home Loans.
Exactly. And you can find us on our Facebook page, Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala. And you can see the gorgeous. I keep saying she's gorgeous. You will see now. I am not lying. She really is quite beautiful.
I'm definitely coming back.
And cliffcentral.com, go to Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala. It has been great. See you next week, Wednesday, again, between 10 and 11. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Property, I'm trying to invest. Money in by the neighborhood, that's how you rinse it. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million.
That same building today is worth 25 million. Guess how I'm feeling, Dumbo.
It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. It's time to buy back the block. Buy back the block. Buy back the hood. I'm about to buy back the hood. Buy back the hood.
This is CliffCentral.com.